anybody could come up with a bad way to use technology. And I think it's one of my services as an author to kind of forward think that and come up with, you know, what might the threat be, you know, a year down the road or 2 years down the road.
That's Ward Larson, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Ward Larson is a New York Times and USA Today bestselling author. Before turning to fiction, Ward served as a U.S. Air Force fighter pilot, flew combat missions during Operation Desert Storm, worked in federal law enforcement, became an airline captain, and is a trained aircraft accident investigator. He joins us to talk about Tom Clancy's Rules of Engagement, a Jack Ryan novel. Ward, welcome to Conversations.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Well, tell us about the plot of this novel.
Yeah, Rules of Engagement, a Jack Ryan thriller. This novel begins with an airplane crash. And the reasons behind that crash, it's a diplomatic aircraft and the Secretary of Commerce is on board. Everyone is lost. And the question becomes, was it just a crash or was it something more nefarious?
So it starts out with this crash, but then the plot gets more and more involved and evolved. It expands, and what seems to be kind of like an isolated incident rolls into a global threat. So tell us a little bit about that challenge and why you enjoyed having kind of this thing that, I don't know, it's not exactly an Easter egg, but it's something to start small and just expand so much as the story develops.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of stories start out that way, both in the Ryanverse and elsewhere, is that you get these singular events that turn into something much, much more. So you're sort of unraveling the onion, you know, to find this master plot behind it. And that's what happens throughout the book, is this plot slowly unveils. And you've got involvement from the Russians, although we don't know exactly who. And it takes place in a number of different places in Northern Africa and Russia. And Turkey is where the actual crash occurred. So you've got kind of people all over the place trying to figure out what's going on. And that's the big plot.
Jack Ryan doesn't accept that this is just an unfortunate accident, so he wants it investigated further, and Katie Ryan enters the picture. Tell us about sort of what attracted you to this character of Katie Ryan and the role she plays in this novel.
Yeah, there's a lot of characters at this point in the Jack Ryan universe, and Katie has been more prominent in the last few books, along with her brother Kyle. And I think that's sort of a natural progression. You know, Jack Ryan has been president a long time, and, you know, readers love having him in the White House because they trust him to make the right decisions under those dark and stormy night conditions. But Katie and Kyle are in this book, and I think she's in a way sort of the alter ego of Jack Ryan. She's sort of or the chip off the old block, I guess I should say. She is an analyst at heart, and she is doing the kinds of things in the field that Jack Ryan used to do back in the day. So they're sort of cut from the same vault of cloth, as it were. And so, yeah, I definitely wanted to bring her into this story. And I basically found a way to get her into it. There was a Navy officer on board this airplane that went down, and she just happened to be nearby with John Konza, her sidekick. And so they are brought to the crash site to help unravel the mystery.
Well, as you mentioned, there are a lot of characters in the many, many books that have been written about Jack Ryan and his children. So you've got a lot of canon to deal with. And I'm wondering if, as an author, is that both maybe a blessing and a curse as you're trying to put together a story?
Yeah, well, it certainly gives you a lot of characters to play from. Yeah, it is a bit of a chore because there's so many characters to choose from. There's so much background with those characters, and you want to get it right, you know, to stay true to the Clancy series. So there's definitely some research involved, more than with most books. I've read basically all the books, but some of them I read a long, long time ago. So I really had to go back and kind of research some of them to make sure I got things right. Because there are so many subsidiary characters outside Jack Ryan, one of the things we do in the series, the writers who have kind of taken this on, and there's a number of us now, is we try to deconflict, not using the same characters in each book. And for example, John Clark had not been a focus of a book for a little while now. So discussions with the editor, he wanted to make John Clark a focus in this book. And I was happy with that because I was real comfortable with that character. And he's the kind of guy I like to work with in my own writing. So John Clark is very prominent in Rules of Engagement.
Well, canon is one of the things you're dealing with. The other is that there's this huge fan base who have expectations about a Clancy novel. And in this case, obviously, Clancy passed away a number of years ago, but a number of writers have stepped in to sort of continue his legacy. How do you sort of meet the expectations of those readers, but yet also have your voice as an author in these books?
At the outset, what the editor who controls this estate, what he'll tell you is, I don't want you to write a Tom Clancy book. I want you to write the best Ward Larson book you can write using Tom Clancy's characters. And I think you see that looking back. Mark Greene wrote with Clancy briefly for a few years. He wrote a number of books, actually, but for the first couple, Clancy was still alive, so he was actually working with him. And then Mark kind of took it off on his own. Then Mark Cameron took over. And Mark has a law enforcement background. Then Andrews and Wilson did a few books. They're both ex-Navy. So you see those backgrounds and histories kind of bleed through into the books a little. And I think that's a good thing. I think the readers kind of appreciate that. I brought more of an aviation bent into my book because that's my background, as you can see on the cover of the book. It displays prominently. And I think that's kind of a good shift of gears that the readers will appreciate. It's still the same Jack Ryan book. It's still the same characters, but we're kind of giving it our little spin.
I've talked with Mark Greene and some of the other authors that have done these series, and this commonality is that there seems to be a really love for Clancy's novels and also this military or law enforcement background that these authors bring into these series as well. So I'm curious about how the honor of continuing this legacy felt to you.
It very much was an honor. I mean, I can remember reading The Hunt for Red October right when I first gotten in the Air Force back in the 80s. And it was a revelation. I mean, it began a new genre, which is a very rare thing in fiction. It actually started the whole military fiction genre. So, I never imagined at that point that I was going to be writing this series come, 40 years later, but here I am. It was very much an honor to be chosen to do this. One of the things that we do is, I know the writers who came before me, Andrews and Wilson and Mark Greene, Mark Cameron, and Mike Woodward is going to take over next, M.P. Woodward. So, but we all kind of know each other. We all kind of work together to kind of keep a continuity in this series. In fact, we'll even go as far as putting little Easter eggs in each of our books, referencing the next book or the previous book. So we'll kind of tie them all together loosely.
I'm curious also about your background. Again, we've talked about it a little bit, a number of the writers who've been called to carry on this legacy, bring their background. You bring your background in aviation. So you brought a lot to it from the beginning, just from your experience. But what other research challenges did this novel pose for you?
The research isn't as much as you might think. One of the things that Clancy is sort of on a different level. I remember hearing at one point that I was going to have to start talking to the cartographer. They actually have an on-staff cartographer who draws the maps for these Clancy books. But the research, I wrote a lot of things that I knew. I keep up pretty well on current events, on the news, and also on the latest military technology. And, military warfare is just changing at a very rapid pace right now with drones and AI. And I tried to bring a lot of that in. And one of the things that I also try to do is maybe speculate ahead just a little bit, maybe come up with a weapon system or modify a weapon system that exists and come up with some new capability that maybe isn't in the field yet, or if it is, it's still on the black. But I try to stay out of the whole deal where you have to go get approval from the Pentagon, because that really bogs down the whole affair, which we did not do. Everything in this book is open source or just my educated guess.
So, as you mentioned, AI comes into play here. Really advanced surveillance systems come into play. I'm wondering if you think maybe people who read this book might come away kind of questioning those sort of things in life.
You know, maybe they should. You know, I think there's a lot of questions as to, you know, where we're going in the world with technology. You know, technology is changing very, very rapidly, and so much so that it's at a pace we're not keeping up with, just on an individual level and also on a governmental level in terms of regulation and in warfare. You know, anybody could come up with a bad way to use technology. And I think it's one of my services as an author to kind of forward think that and come up with, you know, what might the threat be, you know, a year down the road or 2 years down the road.
There's a question that I'd like to ask authors of fiction, and it's this. If you could spend a day in real life with one of the characters from this novel, who would it be and why?
I think probably John Clark, because he has so many stories to tell. You know, he has such an extensive background. It goes way, way back. And I think he would be a really interesting person to sit down and have a cup of coffee with.
Well, in addition to now for the first time being involved with the Clancyverse, you obviously, you know, are a best-selling author of your own books. What's next for you?
Yeah, I wrote a book earlier this year with Brad Thor. We co-wrote a book, and that was a really exciting project. It's been picked up for a movie by Netflix. So he and I are doing a second book. It's haven't really titled it yet or don't have a publication date, but sometime next year we'll have a book of ours come out again. And then I'm doing a book of my own for the end of next year. So staying very busy.
The book is Tom Clancy's Rules of Engagement, a Jack Ryan novel by Ward Larson. Ward, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you, Dan. Good talking to you.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.